Once we were finally married, I discovered Carl had been holding out on me. He actually loved me more than he had previously led me to believe. This is not to say he hadn't loved me for the past 11 years, he had. But there was a portion of himself he kept to himself, thinking that if I wouldn't marry him, then chances were good I'd eventually take off. It was like finding another wing in a house you had happily lived in for years. It was simply a bigger love than I had imagined. Other than that, we were pretty much the same. The Koreg made Carl crave chocolate. He stacked up chocolate bars in the pantry, chocolate chips in the freezer. He carried half-eaten bags of M&Ms in his pocket. He had never cared about chocolate one way or the other, and now he could hardly think about anything else. He wanted it for breakfast and pancakes. And then, about 4 months after we had signed the papers for our marriage, I noticed that the chocolate I was buying wasn't going anywhere. He had stopped taking the Koreg. "You're supposed to take it for the rest of your life," I said, feeling a wave of panic building far, far from the shore, a wave that by the time it was fully realized would be big enough to crush the city we lived in. Carl shrugged. I really didn't like it. "You probably wouldn't like dialysis either, but that doesn't mean you can stop." "Well," he said, "I stopped the Koreg." He was completely untroubled by this. It was as if all he was telling me was that he had finally found a way to stop eating so much chocolate. Frantic, I went to talk with one of the cardiologists in Carl's practice, who backed Carl up like a brother in arms. "I never thought Mayo was right," he said. Mayo wasn't right? Was that even one of the options? Carl was supposed to go back to Rochester for a follow-up appointment, but he never seemed to get around to it. Finally, after a great deal of begging and foot stamping and breath holding on my part, he agreed to have another treadmill test and echocardiogram in Nashville. The results were normal. Ejection fraction normal. Heart normal. "Everything's fine," he told me. "Dinner is on the table. The phone call is for you. Everything is normal." I blinked. "We have three absolute truths," I said, holding up three fingers for visual reference. "Absolute truth number one, half of the muscle tissue in your heart is dead. Absolute truth number two, heart muscle tissue does not regenerate. Absolute truth number three, there is no dead muscle tissue in your heart."